Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
As of today, people can return to the golf course, the tennis court and outdoor sports facilities, including Dimpna in Sligo, who says she'd like us to give a mention to the welcome return of lawn bowling today. She says it never gets a mention, only golf and tennis. But whatever your sport, it has been some months since the rackets or the clubs or the lawn bowls have been out, since people have been engaged in training sessions. So some of us might find five sets or 18 holes a little too much. So for some advice now on how to ease yourself back into sport, I'm joined by Jenny Brannigan, chartered physiotherapist from Total Physio. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I know you're concerned that people might go all guns blazing onto the tennis court today and end up sitting in front of you at some point in the coming weeks. And your message really is to take it easy.
That's it. The message today on this positive day, everybody is delighted. We're all dusting off the golf clubs and trying to find the kids' gum shields again. But the message today is to give your body time to adapt. And in actual fact, it's quite like the message that we give out when it's New Year's and it's New Year's resolution time. We're trying to make sure that people plan their return, they prepare their bodies for return, and then they recover as they return.
Yeah, because even though you may have been walking a lot or running a lot, the types of movements you'll be doing if you're playing golf or tennis or any of the other outdoor sports that will be allowed from today, they're quite different movements. So you could be in trouble if you feel you're as fit as you were.
That's exactly it. And I've been speaking to my patients about this in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And while the 100 days of walking has been a brilliant initiative, or you're doing your 10,000 steps a day, you have to think about the intensity of the movement that you have to do when you're on a golf course, when you're on a tennis course. Think about those short, sharp sprints. Think about being able to accelerate quickly to the net or change direction, pushing off each foot as you sidestep. Think about then in golf, you need to be able to twist your spine. Think about Dimpna with her lawn bowl. She needs to be able to bend over and she needs to be able to lunge down to throw that ball. So again, there's lots of different types of movements that need to be incorporated that you may not have been doing during the lockdown period.
I was really interested to read in the Irish Times this morning this case study. It's about Evelyn Hanrahan, who's an international champion squash and tennis player. Now, Evelyn's in her late 60s, but before the pandemic, yeah, she played squash twice a week, tennis three or four times a week. And since the lockdown, since she hasn't been able to play, she feels her body has totally seized up. Lower back pain has increased. Muscles were knotted up from not being used. And now she says she can't even do any cleaning or vacuuming around the house.
That's it. I saw that article, all right. And it's a very common problem. We've seen lots of this during lockdown. And really what we're trying to do at the moment is to try and encourage people to get back to that level of activity. But it's how they get back to that level of activity is really important. And when they've got to a point where they are in pain doing jobs that would have been considered very easy for them maybe a year ago, it's really important that we encourage them, that we try and help them build back up to where they were. We need to think about how they approach this, you know, getting out onto the tennis court. If you do too much too soon, that's going to be a problem because your body doesn't have time to adapt. If you're feeling stiff, if you're feeling sore, you do need to be encouraged how you get through that and to do a little bit and to be quite regular in your movements so that you can ease that stiffness out of your joints. Mm-hmm. But we're definitely going to see a lot of people facing that very same problem.
I heard about somebody yesterday who'd booked 3 rounds of golf in the coming week. Now, that's not a good idea, is it? That's too much.
That is not a good idea. That's too much because, again, unless you've been out, and I know some golf courses have allowed this, they've allowed people to get out and walk the courses, and obviously not actually playing, but just to get that walking and so that they can walk along the sloping hills and they can get that duration of movement going. But again, you have to think about how quickly your body has to move to come up into your backswing. You come down quickly to connect with the ball as you then move quickly into the follow through. Your body is twisting rapidly and at much higher speeds than it would be normally unless you've been practicing that in your back garden if you're lucky enough to have that amount of space. So again, you must plan this return and make sure your body is prepared for it. And then if you're not recovering, if you do 3 18 holes 3 days in a row, again, you're not allowing your body to recover. And if you've any stiffness, if your muscles are struggling to cope then with that increased load, the fact that you haven't incorporated that recovery day, you'll find that actually you'll start to develop niggles, and within 2 to 3 weeks, you could be starting to get injured. And we really want to avoid that. after people being cooped up for so long, and now they have the freedom to get out, we want them to be able to enjoy that without getting injured in a few weeks' time.
And of course, tennis is high intensity too.
Absolutely. And even think about serving. Think about having to raise your arm up above your head and hit that ball at speed. How many of us have been doing that in the last 3 or 4 months? And again, we see a lot of shoulder problems with people, particularly as we get to middle age and past middle age. We need to be thinking about how strong those shoulder muscles are, how able they are to be able to connect with the ball at speed. And again, because of the enthusiasm of getting back out, you'll feel fine initially, but it's when you do that repeatedly without letting your body adapt to that change, that's where the niggles creep in, and we want to avoid those.
And the other movements as well in tennis that might cause problems, running from side to side, short spurts of running up to the net and back again. I mean, these are not things that you'll have been doing in lockdown. Even as I was saying earlier, if you were keeping the fitness up, you just weren't doing that kind of movement.
Absolutely. And we see a lot in tennis when people have to sprint to the net, if they're not maintaining calf strength, it's quite common to see calf tears. And it's really, really important, again, to consider, have you been honestly doing those types of movements? Have you replicated what your game involves? Can you push off the right foot onto the left at speed? Can you run across, similar to the baseline, side to side? Can you sprint forwards, backwards? Can you move diagonally when you're chasing that ball to make sure you don't let that point go? So again, it's the intensity of how quickly you have to move when you're in a game and you don't want to miss the point. And again, has your body been replicating that? And I would say it's very difficult to replicate that if you're just in your back garden. So now that people are getting back out there and they have the opportunity, they need to take it slow in the first 2 to 3 weeks so that they can feel how their body adapts to it. And again, if they feel that they're, you know, irritated in any tendons, if they're tight, they can always ring their chartered physiotherapist for guidance on how they should proceed. But it is important to be planning in your return, thinking about how your body will cope with that, preparing your body for it, so warming up well, making sure you're stretching. But the recovery piece is very, very important.
Well, we're right on the money here now, because someone has just texted us to say they've booked 6 rounds of golf over the next week. Only 9 holes, though. But like, I mean, that's, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Asking
it doesn't
for
matter.
Trouble.
I mean, again, think about how many times that person has to swing that golf club. And if they do that 6 days in a row, they might as well make their appointment with me next week.
Okay. The damage is done already. You mentioned earlier on about searching for gum shields for the children, Jenny, and they're all back, thank goodness, doing their group activities. Now, are you concerned about them? Because they do run around doing the fast bursts of running and all the rest of it that we mightn't be doing in our normal exercise. I mean, they're like elastic bands. Are you concerned about them?
They are like elastic bands. But again, think about the movement that's involved in GAA or rugby compared to, say, you know, being out on your bike or jumping on the trampoline. It's the agility piece that they've been missing out on. So that ability to move around a player when they're about to be tackled, that ability to sprint when they suddenly get the ball and they're going for a try. So those little key pieces that are part of a game, they're much more difficult to replicate in your back garden. So of course, some people will have been doing that, but not everybody. And of course, with kids, we always have to be careful with the children that are going through the growth spurts of puberty. So typically the age of sort of 9 or 10 up to 14 or 15. And when they start to go through these growth spurts, the sporty kids who are involved in all the different teams, because they're so good at sport, often we'll see then that they get niggles in the knee, they get niggles in the back of the heel. Because as they go through a growth spurt, you get a disconnect in how the muscles, the soft tissue is growing compared to how the bone is growing. And that can lead to growth plate irritation. So again, we see things like Osgood Schlatter's in the knee, severs in the heel. And for those kids where they're suddenly going back to lots of sport, we need again to be planning for the recovery and making sure they stretch after all their training sessions.
Okay, so they need to be careful too, and hopefully all of the coaches will take that on board as well, as I'm sure they will in the GAA and the rugby classes and so on. Jenny, it's great to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed for bringing us that word of caution. The man who's, or woman who's booked the 6 rounds of golf. You heard it. Make your appointment now if you're going to do that. 51551 for your messages. Let's go to the newsroom now, and Brian Jennings.